Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cold Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cold Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Bridget.
And I'm Colleen.
Today we have Trey Bodge, and she is a smart shopping expert. And you probably have seen her on Good Morning America in their third hour. And she also just has wonderful advice, just tons of advice on how to get the best deals, whether you're shopping online, whether you're going to a store and shopping. She was named Top Voice in Retail by LinkedIn. And she also is starting a new media called OneTakeMedia.biz, where you can get coaching on all kinds of media. And you'll hear all about that in our interview with her. So anything else you want to add, Colleen, to this?
Well, of course I do. You know, I always have something to say. For the few people that don't know that I am actually physically incapable of paying full price for something, like, she just speaks my language so much. Because I just, you know, it's ingrained from being, you know, a very young married person who was very aware of every dollar she spent. And I just think that I just can't do it. Like, I find the deals. I don't care how big or how small. So the fact that, you know, her TrueTray.com, she has blogs on there, and then she'll do like April best prices on products and what not to buy and tips on how to save money doing this or how to save money doing that, what apps you can use that will fit, you know, apps like Rakuten and Honey, and she mentions a whole bunch of Coupon Cabin. So there are so many ways that we don't have to get out the newspaper that doesn't exist anymore and cut the coupons out because, you know, number one, they don't exist. Number two, even if they did, who has time to do that?
Right.
We're busy on Clubhouse, which, by the way, did you mention that we have a new club on Clubhouse? For those of you who are members, we have the Hot Flashes and Cool Topics Club. Little, you know, promo there. But yeah, who has time? I mean, juggling a million things.
You know, so you get those little cards in the mail, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. I love the apps that let you carry your codes or whatever. You know, you used to get those little discount things that went on your keychain, and now you can scan those and put that in your app. I love that part too. I forgot all about that stuff.
You know? One of my claims to fame or my happy days was I was shopping at a grocery store. This is years ago. And it just happened to be a day where I had my coupons, and yes, I was that woman. And I saved like $100 on groceries. Yeah. The man behind me said, "Can I introduce you to my wife?"
I remember one time we had a coupon for ice cream and it was on sale and we actually got money back for our
when John and I were first married,
we were like, we got, it might have been 50 cents,
but hey, money back is money back.
That's right. That's right.
And obviously Bridget and I are not extreme couponers. Fun to watch.
It is. And I was more to the coupons, like you said, when I was younger, when we were first married and our children were younger. But if somebody's going to give me a discount on something, I am going to take it.
And if you have the ability to press one of those apps that is going to show you, I mean, she was mentioning she saved $600 on a refrigerator to like a minute. If you could do that, why wouldn't you spend more money than you have to? So we want to make sure all of our listeners become smart shoppers. Say that 10 times fast. Become smart shoppers along with Trey. And she's going to share her ideas now. Enjoy. Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, everybody. Today we have on a really great guest. I mentioned it before we went on air. She is speaking my love language. She is smart shopping expert, Trey Bodge. Welcome, Trey.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we are so happy you're here. You may recognize Trey from Good Morning America 3, The Third Hour, MSN. You've been in magazines. You've been on Nightly News with Lester Holt. And you talk about different deals and steals for different times of the year. How did you get into this?
Let's see. What's the short story? So I used to own a beauty company with two partners, and we ran that for many years. And right around the crash around 2008, I kind of hit a wall professionally, and I felt like there's so much more that I want to do. And so I left my brand and I started freelancing. And just coincidentally, because I've always been a bit of a penny pincher, I started writing budget friendly content for a couple of different sites through friends who were editorial directors, and they were kind enough to give me an opportunity to spread my wings a little bit. And then, you know, from there, I started writing quite a lot for RetailMeNot, which is a coupon site, which you guys probably know, but it was very, very new at the time. And so I started writing a lot of content for them, budget friendly gift guides, shopping tips, money saving tips, all of that good stuff. And then eventually became their spokesperson. I was in that capacity for a few years until they had a pretty substantial layoff. I mean, they've kind of righted the ship at this point, but that was back in 2015. And since then, I've been on my own and have never looked back.
Wow. So you say you kind of always were a penny pincher. So what were some of the things that you did to find the best value?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've gotten a lot better at it now that I talk about it ad nauseum. But I was always looking for coupons, sales, experimenting with different deal sites and apps and things like that. So I always did that. But it was really fun to start covering it professionally, because then I really had an excuse to explore all these different platforms and see what worked for me. And I've learned so much along the way. And, you know, it's been, you know, over 10 years now. So I feel like I've got it down at this point.
One of the things that I, you know, if you go on your website, TrueTrae, which is TRAE.com, you will see that each month you actually list some good deals for that season. But what I really liked also is that you say, don't buy these things during the month of March, during the month of April, because people don't even think that, oh, maybe I should wait until this time or this time. How do you know what not to buy? Like, for example, in March, you're like, don't buy outdoor gear, or there was one on lingerie, which I thought was funny because that really isn't a great combination. And how do you know what not to buy? Because that's almost as difficult as what to buy.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a process, and I've been doing these monthly roundups for several years, and so I know what the patterns are already, and some things change from year to year. I mean, obviously during COVID, some things have been different. For instance, in I usually saw a lot of travel deals, and I didn't see that so much in March because people really aren't going anywhere. And instead I saw travel gear deals. And so, you know, here we are in April, and what I'm expecting are lots of great outdoor deals. And then also we often see toy and game deals around this time, especially outdoor games. And then let's see, I'm looking at my list. Oh, Earth Day. And that's pretty reliable. We'll see lots of eco-friendly green products on sale as people try to reduce their impact on the planet. It's also Financial Literacy Month and also Tax Day. So we often see discounts on tax software and things like that. And then in terms of what to avoid, I usually come up with that based on what I know is coming for the next couple of months. So for instance, in April, I would recommend avoiding jewelry because I know that it's going to be on sale prior to Thursday. And then similarly, I recommend avoiding buying large appliances and also mattresses because they tend to be on sale around Memorial Day in May. Yeah. And then maybe the last one I'll throw out there are electronics. Thinking forward a little bit more, electronics are typically on sale in July because of Amazon Prime Day, assuming that Amazon Prime Day will return to normal in July versus in October when it was in 2020 because of the pandemic. But we also see a lot of holiday in July deals in July, and that the big focus is electronics. So that's a category that you're not going to find a lot of great sales on in April, but it'll pick up in July.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Also with school starting, people, you know, selling computers for people going back to school. That's a big thing too.
You know, with the pandemic over the last year, obviously we couldn't go in stores. So things shifted to online. Number one, did you see a strong shift in pricing when it went online? And two, do you think we're going to go back to that in-store shopping, or is online going to kind of take over that?
That's a great question. So what I saw at the beginning of the pandemic, especially as people were so shocked by what was happening and afraid to go anywhere, even the late adopters, the, you know, in many cases, the older consumers became pretty adept at shopping online throughout this year that we've been going through. So we saw a big jump in online shopping in general. I've been kind of watching online shopping for a really long time and been surprised that it hasn't been, it hasn't taken over as much. It's kind of been a little bit of a slow uphill climb and then a huge spike in 2020. And so I don't expect that to change so much. Like, I do expect a little bit of leveling off as people head back out to the stores. And I think we'll see some real excitement as soon as kind of everybody's vaccinated and people feel safe to go. But I do think that online shopping is going to remain really popular. Now, in terms of pricing, I didn't see much change in terms of pricing. I mean, I did see some funny shifts going on as retailers were trying to make up for business that they had lost. And so sales popping up at strange times. You know, I mentioned travel before. You know, the travel industry is, it's got a long way to go, obviously, to recover. But as we're vaccinated and feeling more comfortable, I think the travel industry is going to have a big boom and they can kind of right the ship in terms of their regular pricing. But in general, overall, I didn't see a lot of big price changes between online and in store, mainly because most retailers, especially if they're bigger, they've been selling online and in store this whole time. And it doesn't help them to have different pricing in both places. It's kind of a business to business approach. It's called omnichannel, where the consumer can shop online, they can shop on their phone, they can shop in store, and it's all kind of a level playing field in terms of pricing. Now, many retailers will honor their in-store prices if you're shopping online and vice versa, but you won't see vast differences in pricing on those platforms, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know I'll see it somewhere where it'll say online only at this price if I'm looking at something. So that's very interesting. It's interesting to know that they'll hopefully, you don't know if they will, but you need to ask if they'll honor that lowest price.
Lowe's and Home Depot, they all honor both. And so it doesn't hurt to ask, like you said. Yes. See a price difference, see if they'll honor it.
And you were saying, Colleen?
No, yeah. I was just saying a lot of them this past year I've noticed that have included free shipping, which can add up for a lot of consumers and for the company. So they've definitely tried to go in that direction of saying you could still get it for free shipping.
Yeah. And in many cases, there's a threshold. You know, you have to spend at least $30 to get free shipping. And, you know, that's something, it's almost like a little bit of a trap for consumers. If you wanted to buy something that's $15, but you want free shipping, then you find something else to kind of get it to that free shipping threshold. And then you end up spending more than you wanted, but you get free shipping. And so I do suggest to shoppers that if you're finding that you're doing that, if you're filling your cart to get that free shipping, just wait, you know, wait to the next month, maybe, and until you have to buy more than one thing and then get the free shipping. But don't buy things you don't need just to get free shipping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a good point. Because also, I wonder if companies are doing this to make up for people not being in the store and buying those things counter that they see at the last minute. I mean, I don't know if that, it could be that. I don't know. It just came to my head.
So. Yeah, no, that does happen. And, you know, in-store retailers have a lot more control over that. Obviously, they put things at the checkout and you're like, oh, I didn't realize I needed a gift card. Maybe, you know, I didn't realize I needed hand sanitizer, you know, and you buy those things, you put them in your cart, and it's a little bit harder to do that online. But then there are other tactics that retailers use, like Instagram advertising, as you're kind of going through your feed and you're like, ooh, underwear, like, you know, you know, and then you buy something that you weren't even planning to buy. So retailers have tricks kind of all over the place. And so it's really important that shoppers stay mindful of what they need. And I talk about that a lot, like, you know, different strategies that you can take, like, you know, putting things in your cart and walking away, coming back tomorrow. Do you feel as strongly about those things that are in the cart? If so, then buy them. But if not, maybe remove something from the cart. You know, it's become easier and easier to shop now because of online shopping that, you know, and we're also going through such a tough time. And so, you know, a lot of people have been doing kind of you know, shopping to soothe themselves. And you can get into a lot of trouble, especially if you're struggling financially right now, if you're unemployed or underemployed and you're shopping, you know, to soothe yourself, and then you're racking up debt and carrying those balances into the next months. And then you're in even bigger trouble than you were when you started. So it's more important than ever, if, especially again, if you're having financial changes, to be really mindful about what you buy so you can stay on budget.
Yeah, that is such a good point. And I love the sit in your cart thing, you know, let it sit there in your shopping cart.
That's so true. And, you know, I was watching you, I think it was on MSN, and, you know, he was saying to you some suggestions. He was asking you for suggestions on how to shop smarter. And a common sense thing that you said that I've just never really thought about is when you go grocery shopping, don't go when you're hungry. Like, that is such a common sense thing, but you're right. If you go like first thing in the morning and you haven't had breakfast and you're smelling the croissants and you're smelling, and you're, I like the fact that you also mention how to shop smarter. But what exactly, like, can you explain that a little bit? What do you mean by shopping smarter?
Yeah. And so it depends on what you're shopping for. But, you know, with food, you've heard this before. You've heard don't shop hungry. And it may be one of those things that you're like, oh, yeah, I know. But then you do it and you realize like, oh, why did I walk to the bakery and buy those fresh croissants? It was because you were hungry and you didn't need the croissants. They weren't on your list. And so, you know, when it comes to grocery shopping, for example, that's one thing that I suggest. And then also something that seems so easy that a lot of people know, but then they don't do, is making a list. And if you go off your list, then you're automatically over budget. So these are a couple kind of obvious things. But then I also recommend using a shopping tool like, you know, there's an app called the Flip app. That's a great one to use when you grocery shop. You can actually build your shopping list within the app, and it helps you find savings as, you know, depending on where you are in the store. So that's really helpful. Or Coupon Cabin is another app that I like, and they have a lot of opportunities to earn cash back when you're shopping at the grocery store. So to me, you know, my one kind of overarching thing that applies to literally everything is use at least one shopping tool before you buy anything. So the easiest way to do that is to install, say, a browser extension, which is free. Coupon Cabin has one, Rakuten has one, Amazon has one, Slick Deals is another one that has one. At least if you install at least one as you shop, it's a tool that helps make your browser smarter. So as you'll be alerted to available savings, like, hey, there's a coupon here that we can try to run for you, or hey, there's a cash back opportunity here, and you literally just click on it to activate. And these sites make money because they're helping drive sales to these retailers, but really whoever benefits is you. You know, as the consumer, you can earn 10% cash back when you weren't even planning on it. And so I just say, no matter what you're buying, try to use at least one savings tool to try to save a little bit as you go.
That's great. And that applies really to anything. Like, would it even apply to if you want to make a huge, like an appliance purchase or, you know, anything like that? That's where I tend to do most of my comparison shopping or do my research. And I'm not as good at smaller things, but that is a great tool right there. So you just kind of Google for this and find the extension or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you can Google browser extensions for bonds, for instance, and a bunch will pop up. The ones that I named, I think, are good, and I actually have them all running on my laptop at the same time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But I do this for a living, so I'm always like, okay, what does Rakuten have? What does Coupon Cabin have?
Right.
What does have? So I'm always looking. But that's a great point that you make. You know, sometimes it's easier to save on bigger items, but those smaller items you kind of forget about. So using a tool like that, just it's a good reminder, like, oh, right, like there's 5% cash back at CVS.com. And I just click through Coupon Cabin to check that offer, and I automatically earn 5% cash back. So it's a good reminder. I would say if you have a really big purchase to make, like an appliance, timing is really important. And so, for instance, we talked about appliances earlier. Appliances will very likely be on sale around Memorial Day. So if your dishwasher is acting up a little bit and it's April, if you can hold out until May, it will be to your advantage. for sure. And then also there's a feature on, I mentioned Slick Deals before, they have something called a deal alert. So if there's a specific model that you like, enter a deal alert for it, and it literally takes 30 seconds to do it. You'll automatically be notified when that item goes on sale. So that's another way to kind of keep track. I bought, what was it? Oh, a fridge with Slick Deals. So I did, it's kind of a 1-2 punch. I timed it well. And so I timed it around Labor Day, I believe it was, because that's another time that appliances go on sale. And I set a deal alert with Slick Deals. I ended up saving like $600 on my fridge just by doing those two things. That, yes, maybe in total, I used, you know, it took me an extra minute, but I saved myself $600 in a minute. Right. So it's worth it, especially for those big purchases where you can save hundreds of dollars. It takes just a minute, and it's so worth it to do that.
Wow, that's great advice.
Well, Trey, you're my new best friend, because it physically pains me to pay full price for something. And I think it's, you know, when my husband and I first got married, we didn't have money. Like, we were fighting to just survive. And I got so used to looking for the best deals that it's innate in me. Like, when someone says, my husband will be like, fine. I'll go, no. We'll wait a month and see what the price is. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of women out there that are like that. Like, I'll come, and this is my next question to you. Black Friday, my family knows, do not bother me. I sit on the couch in the same spot and shop from. Is Black Friday really such a big shopping day, or have they overblown it?
You know, that's a funny question, because I, you know, Black Friday, my work really heats up around, you know, late October through December. It's like, I don't even know where I am half the time, because I'm doing like 4 or 5 interviews a day. And so it gets crazy. But, you know, I think, a lot of people have been sort of saying every year, like, Black Friday's dead. And it's just like, it's just not, you know, and I don't think it ever will be. It is a big sweet spot for sales in almost every category. Now, I would say that there are certain categories that are better than others around Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and you can kind of bunch it all together at this point, because it straddles that weekend, and the sales often run all the way through, or they start, you know, Thanksgiving evening, go through Cyber Monday, for instance. That's like Cyber Weekend, you know, so you can find great deals throughout. And what's great about now the popularity of online shopping is that a lot of those Black Friday deals, you know, Black Friday started out being an in-store day, and now it's online almost as much as Cyber Monday is. So it's, you can sit at home on your couch and do all your shopping, and hopefully no one will bother you doing it. You know, electronics, beauty, apparel, those are the categories that I really focus on for Black Friday, because that's where the deepest discounts are. I mean, and there are certain categories that are going to be more deeply discounted in December, and you'll see me everywhere talking about that, you know, all day, every day, about like, okay, these are the things to focus on, and these are the things to wait on. And, you know, it's every year, it's such a good sale period, and great for gift shopping, but also if you need a new laptop for yourself or something like that, it's a good time to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have Bracatan and Honey on mine at all times. Honey is another one.
I have Honey.
Like that?
I have that. I have, City, is it, or Capital One, one of my credit cards, starts to pop up stuff when I buy something, and it'll go through all the codes. Sometimes they don't work, and usually one of them does. So, you know, I'm reading them. That looks like it would be expired, but it just keeps going on, and I usually find something. And that's great, too, because it just pops up just like Honey does whenever you need it.
So yeah, but Honey and Capital One Shopping are two others that are good. And so, you know, pick which one appeals to you, or run a couple at the same time and see which one gives you the best deal. But, you know, that's like set it and forget it, which is my favorite kind of way to save. I'm the same way with saving money as well, like in terms of my like long-term goals. I don't want to have to think about it all the time. I mean, my husband's been experimenting with cryptocurrency investing, and it's like, it's incredible, but it's so much work and it's so high stakes and you're watching it go up and down. And I'm like, I don't have the stomach for it. I don't have the time for it. Like you do that. And that's great. Like I'm going to do my little conservative, you know, Roth IRA and my SEP IRA and all that good conservative stuff. Cause I just,
yes.
For me, it's like, if you can spend within your budget and pay off your credit cards in full every single month, and you saved a little along the way, that to me is the sweet spot. If you're overspending and carrying balances, but you're saving too, that it doesn't make sense. And so you've kind of wasted money and time and space by doing that. Now, I'm not, you know, not to discourage crazy couponers and super couponers. Like mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for that whole practice, you know, but you have to be very careful about that.
That point of carrying over to the next month, you've lost the discount is really important for our listeners to understand and grasp. Because if you're carrying that balance over, what have you really saved? You haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Other point I wanted to bring up is I was listening to, you have some great blogs on your website as well. And I was listening to you talk about when people are buying electronics, number one, try to be multifunctional. So, you know, so many people are buying air fryers and the Instapots and stuff. Try to get one that has multifunctions, and also look for the refurbished that carry a warranty. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, obviously we've been home more than usual, and there's been a run on kitchen appliances. You know, people are, they're baking bread and they're making ice cream and like, and doing all that stuff. And there are so many great kitchen appliances to invest in. And I wholeheartedly support that. But I do think that something that has multiple functions is better than sort of a one trick pony. So that's one thing that I like to look at. I love the Instapot for that. You can do so many things with it. But, you know, I would say the caveat there is like, are you actually going to use that appliance? So it's like, if you're looking at the Instapot and it's so trendy and people rave about it, but it's like, are you going to use those functions or at least some of them, you know? And if the answer is yes, then that's a good investment. I also do love refurbished. And you know, for a couple reasons, refurbished is a great way to save money. You know, for instance, I work with eBay a lot and you can save up to 50% off their certified refurbished appliances. And so that's an amazing saving. It's certified refurbished with a 2-year warranty. So it's basically like new, but it's not new. So you're not paying for that new device. So I love that whole aspect of refurbished. And then also from an eco-friendly standpoint, you're not encouraging more appliances to be put out into the marketplace. You're buying an appliance that somebody else used. And so it's a good way to decrease your carbon footprint a little bit while you're also saving money and buying something that's multifunctional.
I love that you pointed out certified refurbished, because that's such a right. big thing when people buy something that's been used, but when it's got that certified refurbished, then you've got that guarantee. So that is great yeah. too. What about open box? Like sometimes if I'm shopping like Best Buy or I can't remember where else they have open box, and I always will check that open box. Can you explain I sometimes am like, does that mean it's been used, or what does open box mean? Do you know what that is?
Sure. So, you know, Best Buy has open box, Amazon has open box, and several other retailers. And so that means either that they opened it and used it for display, or yes, someone bought it, took it home, didn't love it, brought it back. And you shouldn't be turned off by open box. You know, it's possible that they bought a TV, they brought it home and tried to put it up and it was too big. Mm-hmm. You know, or it just didn't have the picture that they wanted, but it might be suitable for you. And so open box is another great way to save money, but you do want to make sure that there's a warranty attached to that. I would buy, Best Buy is great with their warranties and with their Geek Squad and their support. Amazon is similar in that they warranty those items. eBay is similar. eBay versus buying from eBay, the site, not necessarily from an individual seller on eBay. I wouldn't really buy open box from, you know, one seller because you don't know what,
yeah.
and,
right.
you know, what But you know, open box is another great way to save for sure. And don't turn your nose up at it just because it didn't work for someone else doesn't mean that it won't work for you.
So it is April, and I just want to make sure that we get to talk to you a little bit about what you suggest us doing research to buy in the month of April. Like, what are some good purchases mm-hmm. and what are some not so good purchases?
Yeah. So in April, what I typically see are outdoor items. So anything from camping gear to outdoor patio furniture, things like that, you'll start to get good deals there. Something to note there that patio furniture in particular, grills, things like that, they'll be more deeply discounted at the very end of the season. So just putting that out there. Now you'll see a lot of excitement around the category and retailers will want to draw you in by offering some discounts. But again, they won't be clearance level deals because they're it's just starting. But camping gear too, like if you're planning to do some camping in the summer, like great for that. Toys and games, fantastic deals in the toys and games category. And what's good about toys, it's like you haven't seen good deals on toys for several months now. Like okay. Toys are really the most deeply discounted in December. So, you know, now that it's in April, it's a good time to start thinking about toys. You may want to, you know, get some new toys, especially for your little ones who are growing and their developmental, I don't even know what word I'm trying to say.
Level.
They're getting older and they have different interests. And so it's a good time to stock up on things like that. And then outdoor toys, things like, you know, badminton sets and things like that. So those are the categories that I like. And then again, it's also Earth Month. And so anything green, eco-friendly, you know, if you were looking to invest in maybe a composter or if you want to get some reusable baggies and eco-friendly beauty products and all of those things we'll see on sale too.
Okay. Also, I wanted to mention, you have been on GMA and on the news and Lester Holland. You know how to speak in front of the camera. So you are also using that experience to kind of have your own media coaching business. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So about a year ago, a friend of mine and I, and she does similar to what we have similar platforms, and she's out in LA and I'm in New Jersey. And actually, this is a little bit over a year ago because it was before COVID hit. And, you know, a lot of her media opportunities are on the West Coast. A lot of mine are on the East Coast. And so we overlap a little bit, but it doesn't make sense for us to compete because we're appealing to different markets, of course. And so we thought, you know, there are a lot of media out there, but very few media coaches are actually on TV. Like if you were to look around at media coaches, they're either retired or they're former publicists who have never been on TV. So I think that's kind of interesting. And we thought, you know, why not offer media coaching services based on what we know right now? And that's really important during the pandemic because TV has totally changed. Everything is virtual now. I do segments from my home. I don't go on set anymore. I don't get on a plane and fly somewhere and do a TV segment. And so what we've been teaching in this past year is how to set up your own home set. What kind of lights do you need? We talk about hair and makeup and apparel and what anchors are looking for. We can talk about how to set up a tabletop segment because there's a whole art to that. Like, how do you get everything in frame? And so you're not, you know, buried behind a mountain of products, or, you know, how do you set up your lighting and microphones? And then also, you know, those pain points, like that you get really nervous. How do you prepare for a segment? So just in case something goes wrong, that you're ready regardless. And so also with so many Zoom meetings and FaceTimes and, you know, we're all trying to connect visually in some way. We media coach regular people who are maybe, you know, trying to ramp up their video or their social media presence and helping people get comfortable during their Zoom meetings with their boss or their company. So we kind of cover all of that. And, you know, if any of your listeners are interested in checking out media coaching, it's onetakemedia.biz. And I'm happy to offer a 20% discount if they mention your podcast, because I just think that everyone could use a little media training and also another eye. Like you may sit there with your partner and say, this sound good? Does this look good? Like, how honest are they going to be? I'm going to say, like, that eyeliner isn't working. Here's another suggestion. Or that color I think is not working. Or, you know, let's try speaking a little more slowly. Or here's how to prep. And I can be really honest and let someone know that what I think is working and what isn't. And there's no kind of emotional component to it like it would be from a friend or a spouse.
Right. And the friend and spouse don't have the professional background, most likely, that you do. Is it the number one or O-N-E-1?
O-N-E,
yeah. O-N-E, okay. One take.
And we'll have all of that in our show notes also. So our listeners can just go on hotflashescooltopics.com, go to your to this episode, and all the links will be there to go right to the website, both TrueTray.com and One Take Media Biz. So,
and I want to say something that's, I think I've been hearing a lot, I've been doing a lot of Clubhouse panels. I know you guys have too. And something that's been coming up a lot is that everyone's like, how do I get on national TV? And they haven't done local TV yet. And I'm like, you're not going to get on national TV unless you're really lucky and you have a really unusual story and you get to the right producer and all those things align. I would so strongly recommend, if anyone's interested in getting into TV, to start local. There is nothing wrong with local TV. I've been doing this for a long time. I do local TV a few times a week. I am a strong believer in local TV, and it's not all about national, and you really need to build to national. You don't want to pitch the Today Show today unless you have many local segments under your belt, because it is going to be 1,000 times more stressful than a local show. A local show will be much more forgiving. The producer will be much more patient. If you're like, I haven't done this before, bear with me. You know, the Today Show producer doesn't have time for that. So it's very high stakes, national TV. And it's also like a unicorn. Like, you know, many on-air experts, or I would say any on-air expert, would say to you, it is very hard to book national TV and be invited back on top of it. And so there's a lot to know. And I think media coaching is really important if you book a national segment, because ultimately you want to be invited back. And right. If you don't do well the first time, there are 1,000 people who are willing to step in and do a better job. So that's what national TV is like. And so go local many, many times before you even try pitching national.
Oh, that is such good advice. That's something I've never heard before. Wow. I mean, just so many things I'd never, ever even thought of or considered. So that's great.
Thank you so much, Trey, for being on the show and just sharing all your great tips and tricks. You know that we're going to be already booking for Black Friday, I'm just saying.
She's going to be so busy. Yeah,
get me in advance, though.
Yeah, that's what I will already set that.
Her October, November, December has your October, November, December has to be.
That's
crazy.
Your season.
Oh, gosh, you can't even believe. And doing it from home, I was able to do multiple segments in one day. So previously, someone would say, oh, can you do my show in Chicago? And I'd be like, no, I'm going to be in Houston. But when you're at home, you can do all of it from home. And so I would be like changing clothes in between, doing, you know, studying multiple different talking points throughout the day. And then there's the random, like NBC Nightly News is always last minute. And so you know, they'd reach out and they'd be like, hey, you know, our anchor wants to talk about this topic. And it's like, it's a topic that I'm familiar with, but like, I want to come to her with like some stats and some, you know, really juicy sound bites. And so I immediately drop everything and I'm researching and I'm getting ready for her, you know, and then there are, you know, technical difficulties and all that kind of stuff and staying cool under pressure. And you're like, oh my God, this is Nightly News with Lester Holt, which is one of the biggest shows in the country, you know, in terms of viewership. And so you're like, oh my God, I just learned about this interview 20 minutes ago. So you're like, you didn't get it.
Yeah. Thank you, Trey, for just all the information, for being a smart shopper and sharing your knowledge with us. We appreciate it. Please come back anytime because we would love to talk deals.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Well, we hope you guys took notes on all that information and are ready to do some product shopping, but smart shopping with Trey. And we thank you for listening to this episode. Check out our show notes. It'll have all the links for Trey's media company and her smart shopping, TrueTrey.com. We also want you to follow us, hotflashescooltopics@gmail.com. You can send us notes, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Clubhouse and, gosh, Bridget, Twitter and Pinterest, yes, and YouTube. A lot of these videos are up on YouTube, so please follow our YouTube channel. We enjoy putting the videos up because then you actually get to see our crazy expressions when someone says something.
I need to work on, which Trey, you know,
exactly.
Out. Now, I always look shocked. My face is, I might keep my mouth shut, but my face is my deliverance. It's like, I can't hide it. Got to work on that. Yeah.
So you might see us in a class or two. Because we might need them. But we hope you guys have a great week. We will talk to you next time, and happy shopping.
Thanks. Bye-bye.